Hi, everybody. It's time for your Wednesday AgriBeef Minute here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, like a lot of folks who are involved with the U.S. beef cattle industry, AgriBeef is no different when it comes to paying very close attention to those important export markets around the world and how they're creating more value for those cattle we're raising here at home. With that said, the U.S. Meat Export Federation has received the results of an updated study aimed at quantifying the value delivered to U.S. corn producers through exports of red meat. The original 2016 study, as well as the 2018 follow-up, were conducted by World Perspectives, Inc., a leading agricultural consulting firm. The original study, titled The Intersection of U.S. Meat Exports and Domestic Corn Use, concluded that in 2015, exports of U.S. red meat accounted for nearly 12 million tons of combined corn and dried distiller grains with solubles use. In its update, WPI concluded that the 2018 beef and pork exports will use a combined total of nearly 15 million tons of corn and dried distiller grains with solubles, which equates to an additional 459.7 million bushels of corn produced, an increase of 29% over 2015. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.